Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Ciao beautiful people and welcome to a new episode of Indie Red, the independent radio exchange network with the aim of promoting local indie and urban music production in Europe. I am Patrick Domanico from Manier FM, Dublin, Ireland, and today we're going to listen to a music selection of cool songs created by myself. If you like it, don't forget to start to follow me, but not at home, please, of course. Let's start our amazing journey with Rudy A. Anna Kelly, aka Rudy, 23 years old emerging artist from Dublin. So here on Indie Re. Enjoy!
Yeah. the sheets, blaming everything but me. Please, no, I can't stay. I've got way too much on my plate. It's enough. Anxiety has got me, baby, wrapped up in. My body blues, trying to break these chains with nothing left to lose. I don't wanna break down, break down. Need to get you out of my head now. Every single time you come calling, I just wanna let you know. Every little word I know, no shade, I've just done wrong. All this ugly crying and all this pain I feel. So every single time you come calling, I'm not listening. Waking up and falling back to sleep. I can't keep my eyes focused while you burn inside. They say it will be okay, but everything I do seems to bring me back to you. I don't wanna break down, break down. Need to get you out of my head now. Every single time you come calling, I just wanna let you know. Every little word I know, no shade, I've just done wrong. All this ugly crying and all this pain I feel. So every single time you come calling, I'm not listening. 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 Every single time you come calling, I just wanna let you know. Every little word I know, no shade, I just thought wrong. All this ugly crying and all this pain I feel. So every single time you come calling, I'm not listening. I'm not listening. I'm not listening.
This is Indie Re. I am Patrick Domanico, and we just listened to Fia Fox together with her song Duve Day. She's an exciting Irish artist inspired by sparse electronic pop with emotive lyrical themes. And don't forget to visit our website indiere.eu, where you can find all the episodes and the archives of the featured songs. And talking about the featured songs, so stay tuned, because the first guest of this episode is already here. But first, let's listen to Kneek Up featuring Grian Chatten, Better Way to Live.
Underneath all the thunder and there's magic, and if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink I'm okay. Gets further away every time I try grab it. Underneath all the chatter in this heaven, got a little peak one day, made me feel a go of seven. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
We are either jury tackle my rut, Marvy Lamb, White Huggins and you. We hustle a fox, so I stroll a drool and full so well. Four digit core, but do you know it's my car? I'm gonna be spending my dough tonight. 2 pints at a time, strolling about like Dolomite. But home for a shake, third deuce, a chair, a mark, one push, my narrow barker, be it while you strapping you from Oakley Pop. And then we both jump down and do your class handstand like a man's man can. Fox land, listen to that, I'll be Ogin and Visha, Mark a G-Shaw. I'm on the upside of the seesaw.
Underneath all the thunder and there's magic, and if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay. Gets further away every time I try grab it. Underneath all the chatter in this heaven, got a little peak one day, made me feel a go of seven. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
Gafol, ik mohi kosa la kagak. Ni liga man never so when yan and she stop. I was seen not why. Much but you mokali bob. Karima ray bound. Turn to the bag. I'm a chat and never come alone. But I and time will go and on. Tan seal so baru garage that a karamugan urban dama on. Yashiri yet the kyongiri elu a han second. Dara shag dead. The bag of waffle text. Makahi to hand a curl on tossy. A wide row. A respectful curl. Hand a coney money. Hand and ask the coney. Jacka be rugged like stalkies. Five fear of life. So the nimmy in them.
Underneath all the thunder and there's magic, and if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it.
because I think all day, but when I drink I'm okay, gets further away. Every time I try grab it underneath, I'm a chatter in this heaven. Got a little peak one day, made me feel I go a seven. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
In me as the gun, kite the click in Arja, or warn a dung, take him sick of willing steel drum, it's John her run. But we got one chance and then it's done. So be who he and speak your pain and receive the love. Don't let the cunts get ya. Don't surround yourself with ones that miss ya. Talk sack and talk on, I'll not go knees kiss ya. It's great, get dangin', go willing steel, sure, did ya.
Underneath all the thunder and there's magic. And if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Because I think all day, but when I drink, I'm okay. Gets further away. Every time I try, grab it underneath, I'm a chatter in this heaven. Got a little peak one day, made me feel I go a seven. I know it exists, but I can't stop getting pissed. One more thing, I'll be added to the list.
Knick Up featuring Grian Chatten, Better Way to Live, here on Indie Re Airways. I am Patrick Domanico and I'm very happy to introduce the guest of this episode. She's Valerie Rose. She's an alt pop and talented multi-instrumentalist artist from Dublin. She has been performing in musicals and shows since she was 10 years old. So, ciao Valerie and welcome to Indie Re.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
No, thanks to you for accepting the invitation, Valerie. So, how are you today? Good?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Ah, not bad, not bad. Thank you very much. I really like your voice at the radio. So, it sounds so... also sweet in some way, because when I heard your voice singing, that was a bit stronger, let's say. So
yeah.
Compliments for the two tones, you know.
Bit of variety.
Okay, so we can also have a career radio, at the radio, no? Like a speaker. Okay, so Valerie, I have a couple of questions for you. So more than a couple, of course, but I really would like to start from the beginning. So for example, when did you start and why?
So, I mean, I started learning music from a really young age. I was really small when my mom put me in for piano lessons and found out that I could sing, and she put me into vocal lessons as well. And from there, that's how it all started. And then I would just dabble in writing songs every once in a while. But around pre-pandemic, 2019, I really started writing a bunch of songs all the time. Yeah, I don't know, I fell in love with it. I started learning how to play the guitar by myself. That really inspired me to write more and more, and I had so much free time and I found this passion for it. So yeah, that's how I started writing.
So it's interesting because I was in Sevilla more than a couple of weeks ago for a music festival where Indie Re was a part of this festival, and I remember that I was the moderator of one of the round tables, and in one of them I remember that I introduced one of the guests that he started the project during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's very cool that in less than 1 month, two people, they started something even during not a very funny moment, yeah, of our lives, you know. So that time gave you the possibility to start a new project. So I think it's going very well now, no?
Yeah, thank you. I think that, you know, even though the pandemic obviously was terrible and everyone's mood was kind of down, it also, songwriting is an amazing way to kind of express your emotions. So I felt like a lot of emotions were let out through that.
Talking about your songs, before going in deep, another couple of questions. There are two of them that I really like. The first one is R.I.P. My Calendar.
Yeah.
And September. So can I ask you for R.I.P. My Calendar?
Yeah.
So what's the inspiration and how you wrote that song, you know?
So actually kind of for both Rip My Calendar and September, I was kind of thinking about how much I don't like winter or a transition into kind of colder weather, or it's both time based and you know, summer is this time for freedom. It's this,
yeah,
time for doing whatever you want. But even with Rip My Calendar, it was getting back into school, going back into the normal routine of things, and I was just like, oh, I just want to rip my calendar. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And then with September, it was kind of like, you know, thinking about what's about to come. Once September starts, it's this transition into a colder, darker time. And I don't like winter.
yeah. Well, everybody more or less.
I think. Exactly.
But I think that even too much hot maybe is not the best.
True. Very true.
What you mean? Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about inspiration. You know, do you have are you inspired by a specific artist, or you are more influenced by different artists? And if so, from who?
Yeah. So when I'm sitting down to write a song, I never think about like who am I trying to sound like. That's not usually what comes into place. I try and just try and write about whatever's on my mind and whatever feels good to me. But I think definitely subconsciously inspired by like Conan Gray and Billie Eilish. I listen to a lot of them. I really like them. But I think just I'm inspired by lots of different music that I've heard over, even from my childhood till now. But yeah, I'd say it's
even
huge...
Walt Disney movies.
Yeah, even Disney movies, maybe.
And is there some artist at the moment that you have you are considering good, no, to suggest to our audience?
I will forever say that I love Conan Gray so much. Yeah, I don't know. I've been a big fan of him for years.
Wow.
For years. So I'd say if you want to listen to some like nice pop music, Conan Gray's great.
Cool. And now that you have this kind of... you're in the circuit now. So did you meet him?
Have I met him? No.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Hopefully. That my dream is like to open for him. That would be amazing.
Okay, amazing. So what are your projects? Are you writing some new songs?
Yeah, well, I'm constantly writing. I'm usually in the studio a lot, like at least once a week I'm writing something new. I've got some new music coming up relatively soon. I'm not sure if I can say exactly when, but I'm very excited, and I'd say keep your eyes peeled because it's coming.
So a question that every time I'm very curious, no? And this is what I ask to artists, stand-up comedian, everybody who is involved in art in some way. So what's your routine in the artistic creation process? So do you have one, or it's just random?
Yeah, I mean, when I usually get up, I get the chords first. I try and figure out some basic chords. But for some reason, lyrics and melodies, they tend to kind of usually happen at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I usually will just sing gibberish until words just come into place. Like, I'll just go like beep-boop, ba-de-boop, and then eventually a word will come out and I'll be like, okay, I like this.
Wow. So you write your your songs, but what about the music?
Yeah, so I'm usually in the studio with Chris Bubenzer, who's mm-hmm. an amazing producer, and I'll usually present my song and be like, here's the song, what do you think? And then we'll go through what we feel like it should sound like when it's fully produced, and then he does his magic and I tell him whether I like it or not. And you know, it's gone to that stage where Chris and I are obviously very comfortable with each other, and so like I can tell him straight up if I don't like something, I'll be like, no Chris, that's not good, or and vice versa, he'll be like, Valerie, I think you can do better, which is actually, it's good, and that's what you want. So yeah, that's usually what happens. We'll spend a day in the studio until the music's done.
And usually it's what comes first, so the lyrics and then the music is created according to the lyric, or sometimes Chris propose you some music and then you got inspiration for that. So for example, let's talk about the next song we're gonna listen in a few minutes. September. So how what was like the process, no, for that one?
So I was actually really, really, really sick when I wrote September.
Okay, cool.
I was really sick, and I wrote like half of it, and I came back into the studio and I was like, I think I was with Chris and Adam Cook, and I brought them this half written song and I said, guys, I think there's something here, like, do you want to have a listen? I think let's work on this today. I think this is a good song and we can try with this. So yeah, and then we spent the day just doing that all, and Adam, he's an amazing guitarist, so he was doing some really nice guitar on the track. Yeah, it was a lovely day, actually.
A lovely day. So even despite you were sick.
Oh no! Well, I'd written half of it like a week before, and it was terrible. I was really sick. Like, oh my god! I think it was like sinuses and everything. Even the recordings, I'm like, like completely bunged up. But yeah.
But it was already winter, or.
It was actually November when I wrote September.
Amazing. So, but you were too ahead, or you were still like thinking, because September in November.
Yeah.
You were already thinking the next September or the past.
I think I was thinking about the past September. Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can announce the featured song of this week, Valley Rose, September. Do you want to say something about your song?
I hope you like it.
I hope you like it. So I think so, because it's a very amazing song. Valley Rose, September on Indie Ram. Valerie Rose, September. I'm very happy because Valerie Rose, so she's here actually inside or in the studio?
In the studio. All of them.
All of them. No, you know, because I'm still studying English, you know, Valerie. So in the studio.
Yeah, perfect.
In the studio of Near FM for Indie Re. You know, Valerie, this song will be like the featured song at Radio Student, Zagreb, Croatia, Radio Helsinki in Austria, Civil Radio Hungary, EMA, RTV, Andalusia, Spain, Radio Campus, Radio Corax, Germany, Radio Student in Slovenia, and of course Near FM Dublin. And
it's
so
crazy.
This one is
wow.
So, yeah, would you like to say something about all of them, so the people is gonna so they already heard, you know, listen to your song?
Yeah, thank you so much for liking or supporting September. It really means so much to me.
Yeah, no. So this one is the purpose, trying to support independent and alternative music. So we talked a bit about yourself. We introduced the featured song of the week. Now let's talk a bit about yourself, Valerie.
Sure, yeah.
Sure, okay. Are you sure that you want to share with us something about your private life?
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, very good, Valerie.
Got the permission.
The permission, okay. So, allora, Valerie, you are very young. You're super young. I'm not gonna share your age, even because I didn't ask. So, because as a gentleman, I didn't ask. So, your real age, but you look younger, of course, at least more than me. And are you still studying?
I am. Yeah, I'm in college now. I'm doing a commercial modern music course in BIM, which is it's really fun. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Cool. What's the purpose of that degree, you know, that you are?
Yeah, so it's a degree. Yeah.
Yeah, but what's the purpose, of course? So after once you get that degree, you're gonna do
music.
Music.
I'll do the exact same thing.
So music will be your life, no? It's
absolutely.
Already absolutely yeah. Amazing. So cool. And let's talk about social media. What's your relation, so what's your behavior with or your approach with the social media?
Yeah, so I mean, my name's Valerie Rose on basically every account, Instagram, TikTok, everything is just Valerie Rose. And yeah, I basically just kind of keep everyone posted on what I'm doing. I try and, you know, make sure that people are aware of gigs or, you know, when I'm releasing something, just keep everyone up to date.
Amazing. And what's your so how do you use social media? You are like a person, so do you think social media, they helped your for your career in some way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've had some people, like people that I don't even know, like tell me that, you know, some of my songs are their favorite songs, and it always brings such a huge smile on my face. It's really incredible, actually. It's really nice to see the support firsthand. It's really amazing. Yeah,
cool, amazing. Let's talk about your hobbies. Do you have a hobbies or
yeah, I mean,
don't say play music.
Well, I used to dance for years and years.
No
and
way.
Years. Yeah, I used to do ballet for ages, actually, and I don't do it anymore, but at home, like whenever I've got the spare time, I'll just dance.
Multi-talented artist. You have to change like your bio. Not anymore multi-instrumentalist, multi-instrumentalist and talent. Okay, so super cool. So Valerie, we are at the end of this lovely chat. I would like to say thank you for being a part of this radio show today.
Yeah,
and for
absolutely.
The music you create.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate this so much.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much once again. Would you like to remind all your social media?
Yeah, so I'm Valerie Rose. You can find me basically on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube as well, with just Valerie Rose.
Okay, Valerie. Thank you once again, and keep in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Valerie.
See you. I don't wanna talk all night.
Allora, Jessica Smith, well known by the stage name Big Pig. She's another talented Irish singer based in West London. And she's considered one of the modern pop's genuine one-off. And another thing to mention about Big Pig is that she performs in English and Spanish. So, very well done to Big Pig, or Jessica Smith, the Irish artist that moved to London, West London, to be honest. Anyway, as you know, I am based in Dublin, but maybe you recognize that my accent is not from Ireland. I'm Italian, you know, anyway. And I don't know if you are aware about what I'm gonna say, but you should know that the Prime Minister of Ireland is called Taoiseach. So the title, no, it's like Taoiseach, and it's an Irish word that means chief or leader, and this title was adopted in the 1937 Constitution of Ireland as the title of the head of the government of Prime Minister. And then you're gonna say, okay, Patrick, thank you very much, but why you are telling this one? Well, because the next song has been released by a guy, so his stage name is Captain Moonlight, and I think Captain Moonlight is a bit upset with the actual Prime Minister of Ireland, Leo Varadkar, and well, let me clarify, of course I'm not gonna support or oppose the lyrics of the song, but I think the sound and the rhythm of the song is not too bad. So let's judge by yourself, and then let me know what you think about Captain Moonlight. I want to fight that Taoiseach.
We are living way beyond our means.
Don't you dare lecture me.
Anyone in this room who wants to come after me, then I'll come after you. One by fucking one.
Line up, lads. Why the fucking come after me? I've got your fucking number, you fucking clown. Yeah? Mr. Fucking Pickering, someone you're on with, you rat fuck. I'm right here. Let's go.
I'm standing at the gates, roaring at the guards. Go in and tell the fucker that I'm waiting in the yard. I fucking started action, got the hunger and the mood. When he introduced his eater, or eater, eat you choose. Or that time when he was questioned on how's and where he's born. That one person's rent is another person's income. Could not contain my rage, looking at him sneer. I says to myself, I fight the shifty bastard here. You're just a two-bit actor looking for a movie quote. Performance art for the factor, 50 crowd reward. You think you're fucking smart, while hiding in the dark. Come out and see you smart, and bring that cunt for being a ball. I want to fight the t-shirt and put him on the ground. Leo Michal Bertie, bring out all the circus clowns. At the Green Party prick, I'll take the fucking lot. Let's hear your big man talk when this fat fuck takes a shot. I want to fight the t-shirt, that's the fucking plan. I want to fight the t-shirt, cause I know I fucking can. I want to fight the t-shirt, so take a fucking door. I want to fight the t-shirt, fuck your fucking door. I want to fight the t-shirt, that's the fucking truth. I want to fight the t-shirt, give him one this fucking two. I want to fight the t-shirt, next time that he's in town. I want to fight the t-shirt, and take the fucker down. He first defunded healthcare, the barefaced sneaky prick, to raise awareness with his GP friends and give the sneaky tips. When the DVP dropped the case, he launched his new head drive. The slogan broke is sick if you want to stay alive. He streamlined education to grift the system with compensating corporations with low waste days to stiff. A production line of service sector workers in the mix. A C scheme for free labor to profit off the fix. His own appointed judges casting verdicts on our fate. Ordered bailiffs to evict, backed by Gardaí and the state. His party oversaw the bailouts of the banks when they stole the public funds to pay off the money ranks. He joined up with the Greens in an effort to instill two greedy policies where guess who foots the bill? Take the bus, take the train, take a bike, all that talk while they cut the transport routes and the fuckers made us walk. I want to fight the T-shirt, that's the fucking plan. I want to fight the T-shirt, but I know I fucking can.
Okay, beautiful people, welcome back. Now, please give me, anzi, allow me, no, the pleasure to say hello to Simon. He is the frontman of City Weasel, an alternative metal band from Cork. Ciao, Simon.
Ciao, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping well, so I hope the same for you today, Simon.
All good.
All good. So thanks for joining us.
Delighted to be speaking to you.
Okay. So Simon, I have a few questions for you today, because I'm very interested about your music band, because I think it's in activities from, I think, more than 10 years. And the first question is more about you. No? How did you start playing music, and especially why?
Well, how did I start playing music? I just became a massive fan of Nirvana and Kurt Cobain. So the first love for music was really when I got into that band, when I got into Nirvana and Kurt Cobain's music. And so I wanted to be Kurt Cobain. So he was my idol. And that was, I started playing guitar and learning Nirvana songs straight away when I was about 11 years old. So that was the start for me.
Wow, it's amazing. And how did you meet the other members of the band, you know, the City Weasel?
Well, the other members of the band that are in that are currently in the band, Cheetah, I met him in a jam. The drummer I met in a jam in Paris. So we were looking for a new drummer, and I met him there, and he was amazing. So, and then some of the other members that I would have met through music school that I was I'd gone to in Paris. And so, yeah, it was basically founded as the first members I would have met in that.
Amazing. But do you speak French, everybody, guys?
Yes, the Ayuchida and Kengo Matsuki also speak French. So, yes, it's French. Yeah, so we were founded in Paris. So, yeah, the lads I met, they speak French. We all speak French, yeah.
Amazing. It reminds me like the story of one of the Italian music bands that is called, 40 years ago, more or less, CCCP. They are Italian, but they met themselves in Berlin, you know, and then they thought, okay, let's create a music band together. So it's more or less what's happened to you guys, no? What do you think, Simon?
Cool. Yeah. Well, Paris was a point of meeting at first. And we've had members from elsewhere, but also we have a German member.
Okay.
Who I also met him in Paris, but he doesn't speak French. But he's a really cool guy. So Axel, the keyboard player, he's but we met in Paris all the same. So,
amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Allora, a question that usually I ask to everybody, because I'm very curious about this one. But what's your inspiration? So are you inspired by a specific artist? As you were saying, maybe Nirvana was the music band, or Kurt Cobain has been the person that influenced yourself in order to start. But now, what about your artistic creation process? Are you inspired by someone in particular?
Yes, 100%. There are many for the City Weasel stuff. There's definitely massive inspiration from the likes of Frank Zappa, Mr. Bungle, System of a Down. I'd say Faith No More. All the Melvins. There are many bands that inspire us to, and that sort of influence us. For sure.
It's amazing. And when you create songs and music, so what's your creative process? Because are you everybody based in Cork?
When we record songs, or how do we record, or when we create?
No, when you create. So what's the creation process?
Is it the writing process you're curious about?
Yeah, the writing process. But even how did you get like the inspiration, let's say? So for example, you are everybody together somewhere. Or I was wondering if you are everybody based in Cork, or if some component of the band is from somewhere else, and sometimes you have a session in order to, talk about the music band, and what's the direction that you have to take?
No, actually, the way we've been operated for this last album, unfortunately, we're all separated geographically, so we've recorded everything in different places, and this has been the conundrum of the band since the guys moved back to Tokyo. So we've recorded and released our second album, but we have not yet played live or even gotten in a rehearsal room together since that album. But that's going to be remedied in 2024. We're going to get a tour together, so
we're in the process of getting our live act back together. So we recorded the album remotely in separate places, and we wrote the parts, yes, over time, in separate places, and then recorded. But I'm kind of the producer of the album. Uh-huh. So I'm the one who got it all together and wrote most of it, the way we did this album was not as much of a collective as the way the first album was done. We were more in the same place at the same time, all playing together for the first album, but the second album, because of the circumstances, we had to operate differently. So we had to record everything in different places.
I think it's cool from one side, because thanks to technologies, so some barriers has been, I don't know, removed, because even if you're somewhere else, the artistic process can also create something. Your first album was dated 2010. That was Taboo. Then that one is amazing. Then 2013, Liz Jerkic Tea Party. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Correct, Lysergic Tea Party. Lysergic Tea Party, yes, that's correct, yeah.
Amazing. And then in 2021, Number 2.
Yes, correct, yeah, that's correct, yeah. So okay. that was the release time of when we released it, but the official release is arbitrary because we released it ourselves. But yes, we say, we remixed it, actually, we had it done in 2020, but we remixed some of the songs in... during the year, so we released the official mix, was released in 2021 in December.
It's amazing. We're gonna play another song in a few minutes, but there is one of the songs that you released that I really like. The name of the song is The Underground in Europe. Can you tell us about the lyrics behind and what's the sense of that song?
The meaning of the song, is basically it's a kind of mockery of a colonial, European colonialism kind of, and also not just colonialism but European society as a whole. The way it was hypocritical. That it was the way the hypocrisy of our society, the way we our colonialism, the way we take ourselves as superior, and it's mocking this. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek take on European society.
I really like the sound and the rhythm of that song, Simon. Did you create the music?
Yes, I wrote the music to that. Yes, all the way. And so, but yes, basically some of the parts. I wrote the song, basically.
It's amazing. So we are almost at the end of this lovely interview. Simon, I would like to ask if you have some social media or how we can interact with you.
100%, so City Weasel, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, if you want to listen. Bandcamp is another good place to follow us on.
And okay.
So if you type CITYWEEZLE in any of these search engines, you should find us. But actually, I think the best place to find our stuff and to get into it, because of the lyrical content and how the lyrics pull people in, I think the YouTube is probably the best place to get into the songs, because the visual and the lyrics kind of give you the meaning of the songs, because they're kind of visual songs, or they create an image.
Okay, I watched that one. It's funny. Allora, Simon, I would like to say thank you once again for joining us today. We are going to listen
to... Thank you, Patrick.
No, thanks to you. Believe me, it's my pleasure.
Delighted.
The song I've chosen for today is Mary Jane. Can you tell us a bit about a Mary Jane song?
Mary Jane is a song about the basically marijuana. It speaks of the habit of smoking. I used to be a big consumer of it. I don't smoke anymore, but it's a reference to all those memories.
okay. Any connection with Mary Jane from Roddy Stewart?
No, not really. No, actually, I didn't even know he had a song called Mary Jane. I know Megadeth have a song called Mary Jane. So, it was more just about the plant itself. So, I think maybe Rod Stewart's Mary Jane is about a woman called Mary Jane. But he's probably had his fair share of smoke too.
Yeah, no, but maybe I've expressed myself not correctly. I would say any connection with the maybe a price of the title, no, I don't know. But as you said, maybe we have a different background, because for me, I was thinking about Roddy Stewart, and you were thinking about Metallica, no? As you said, so.
Metallica. No, I don't know. There's certainly no link to Metallica, but on that one,
maybe on
some other songs.
No. What's the name of the music group you mentioned? Mary Jane is the title.
Megadeth.
Megadeth. Okay, yeah.
Megadeth. Yeah, he was the guy from Metallica. He was the guitar player of Metallica initially. So yes, there is kind of a link to Metallica when you think about it. So he was, he has an album called So Far So Good So What with Megadeth.
Yeah.
And they have a song called Mary Jane on there.
Amazing. I didn't know about Megadeth, so I'm gonna listen to, because I'm very curious.
It's actually a pretty interesting tune.
I'm gonna listen to that one, and has been a good occasion to talk about three different Mary Jane, from you, from Roddy Stewart, and from Megadeth, and we also mentioned Metallica, so in some way, so very good, we'll say. No, so Simon, thank you very much once again. We're gonna listen to Mary Jane. Have a lovely one, and ciao.
Sloan, Patrick, thank you very much.
Thanks to you. Ciao, Simon.
Cheers. Ciao, ciao. Cheers, Sloan. Cheers. Hi, Mary Jane. She's a huffing and a puffing like a choo-choo train. She makes you laugh and you can't complain.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Caught you trying to steal my mojo, trying to run away with my libido. Oh,
hi, Mary Jane. She's such an inspiration, but she's stealing all my motivation.
Hi, Mary Jane. She's all gets around, but she's all I find her hanging out downtown. Mary Jane. She's all gets around, but she's all I find her hanging out downtown. She got the big gun. She got the big gun.
Walking down the street like a hot wet dream.
Hey,
take a sip.